I'm Samantha Browning with Park City Mountain Resort, a proud KPCW supporter. We're hosting kids' opera parties every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. with a different theme every week. ParkCityMountain.com for a full event schedule. Park City Mountain Resort is celebrating its golden anniversary all season long.
And we're back with Sundance on the Weekend, and I'm here with my co-host, Stacy Domalski, and we're here with Madeline. Is that how you say it?
Madeline.
Any way you want to say it.
Who is famous for coming up with some of the most distinctive titles for Sundance Pictures. Two years ago, we talked to you for Codependent Lesbian Space Alien Seat Same.
That's right.
And now you got Foxy Merkins.
The Foxy Merkins, yes.
And I'll let you, just before we get into the premise, just if you can, for people who don't exactly know what a Merkin is, can you define that for that would be radio friendly?
Oh, I see. I almost want to have you say it then, because so little of what I say is radio friendly.
It is. My understanding is it is kind of something that's appropriate for a lady's genital area, kind of a something in the way of a toupee.
That is correct. I am very impressed with the breadth of your knowledge. Yeah, As always, even last time I remember how you contextualized the lesbian space aliens, and this time the Merkin is similarly... Yes.
Well, you have some hidden talents.
You
here.
Do. I would say. We may call upon you in the future,
okay.
too.
I think I know this area of expertise because last year there was a Sundance movie from Sebastian Silva, the South American director, had a couple of films. One of those was with an American actress who played kind of a vagabond hippie type chick who had a couple of scenes with extensive full nudity, full frontal nudity. And in the audience Q&A afterwards, she confided to people that that people had approached her at parties and asked her if she had been wearing a Merkin. For the full frontal, and she said, "No, I didn't."
That's all me.
The foliage there. The
it's
foliage
so impressive,
there,
you know that
the
range of
there is
talents.
Mine.
Yes,
God given.
Yes, and anyone who comes up to me on the street and pays me $1, I can tell you who that actress is.
Oh, okay,
Because she blabbed it to an audience in the Prospector Square Theater, so it's not a big secret.
It's probably out there on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah. You know what, Rick? I would like to add that as a prize on my Kickstarter campaign because we're still raising funds for our movie. You can find us on Kickstarter. Just do a search of the Foxy Merkins plus Kickstarter. But we have different prizes, and one could be that Rick will tell you who that actress was. And I don't think we should say $1. I think we'll make it higher. Okay. Level prize amount, and I can easily add that.
I'll go with it. Yeah.
All right.
For the sake of Kickstarter.
That would be amazing,
yes.
Actually.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we can get to that topic
sure.
a second later, but tell us about the premise of this.
Well, the Foxy Merkins is a comedy about two lesbian hookers on the streets of New York. So it's set in a world where there are these lesbian hustlers who are picked up by housewives and Republican women. Mm-hmm. It's a world that does not exist currently, but it was inspired by movies that I love, iconic male hustler films such as Midnight Cowboy and My Own Private Idaho, where you get to see these wonderful adventurous tales, except this time told in this world of women. So as I mentioned, it is a comedy. That wasn't what word did that come from? Someone got
please,
a text.
Please
maybe someone
your...
was asking who was that actress?
Yes.
I'll pay money.
Funny that it didn't, right?
Exactly.
Please turn off your electronic devices before we begin the interview.
That is correct. we actually shot the movie on the streets of New York, in many different locations. And it has a feel of reality to it, which to my mind, just heightens the comedy.
So were any instances of maybe the cast
Incidentally
rounding up some business?
Say that again. Were they rounding up business on the street?
Yeah.
No. But no, actually, that is how we paid for the movie. No, I'm kidding.
It's one of your Kickstarter
exactly rewards.
Yeah.
But what's interesting for me as a director is that I've been able to work with some great actors. I live in New York City. We have a very vibrant downtown theater scene. So we have actors who are literally on stage every week. I know it's a struggle for actors. I know, especially in LA, you can often go years and just have a small part on a sitcom. But for actors coming from the New York area, there's so many opportunities to act that there's a real level of craft. They hone their craft every week. And so I have all these truly wonderful actors, and many of them were in Codependent, Lesbian Space Alien Seek Same, and even going back to my first two shorts at Sundance. This is the fourth time I'm at Sundance with a film. I co-wrote the movie with the two main actors, Lisa Haas and Jackie Monahan, who were also in Codependent, Lesbian Space Alien Seek Same. And anyway, we just wanted to make a kind of movie, a totally outrageous comedy. Someone said, you know, you should be high when you're watching this film, which I took as a compliment, even though I am not a pot smoker. But we also, totally sober people, also enjoy the picture. We're just so excited to be here. And it is our first screening on Monday, although we actually premiered. Sundance had another festival in L.A. last summer.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's where we had our world premiere. And it went so great. We had our first screening. We had our second screening. Some people from the first screening came back to see the second screening. And then Sundance was so happy with how it went, they asked me to apply to the festival. So.
Mm-hmm. And so you shot on the streets of New York.
Yes, we did.
So were there any outside of somebody coming up going, hey, I'll take what you're selling?
Exactly.
Were there any other kind of, because of the subject matter of hooking?
Yes.
Any interesting little tidbits of something that happened that from shooting live on the streets of New York?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the funny things that happen, of course, are annoying to us because, you know, if someone comes in and interrupts our picture. The thing, though, is that our crew is so small when we are acting, people often can't tell the movie's being
exactly
shot.
Exactly. That's kind of where
so
I was going.
Exactly. So there's stuff going, okay, here, I'll tell you. You're right. I'm trying to – it was racking my brain. One of the main characters is down on her luck hustler. She's new at it. And she's also severely asthmatic, like the character. So we did stage an asthma attack in Bloomingdale's in New York. And she's so good at it. Like, the saleswoman was like, call 911, you know.
No, leave her alone.
And
let
other times, like, literally when we did look like a movie with a big, big boom and, you know, it's Lisa had her asthma attack and this woman came up to me and she was like, you need to tell people that this is acting because it looks real. And I'm like, I'm holding a boom. That person has a camera. How more stage?
But Lisa's face is turning blue.
It totally does turn blue. Like, I have to say, it is extraordinary. I mean, I know that they talk about how actors become the characters, but you do think she's going to die at several points during the movie in a totally funny way. Mm-hmm. But the asthma, it's truly unfortunate thing for a hooker to struggle with.
Excuse me, and it has to get her inhaler out.
Totally, right? it's part of the comedy of the movie. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, in both films, like Codependent and this, do you feel comfortable that you're getting into a niche of, well, what would you say? Something that's kind of goofy and out there, but also getting into some genuine things about female characters or the issues that they really have to deal with.
I like to think of it when people sort of worry, when filmmakers worry about, oh, being labeled or being put into a corner. I always think it always just sort of depends on what the label is. Like, no one has any trouble with being called beautiful and talented. So I don't have any problem being called the goofy filmmaker, especially, you know, there are so many serious movies, and mm-hmm. and I think it's great that we make movies that people laugh and enjoy. I think that has meaning too, because I think the biggest thing a movie can do is change your life for the hour and a half you're watching
you
it.
You lose yourself in it.
Yes, totally. And we like to think that we're providing comic relief for how incredibly difficult the rest of everyone's lives are with our goofy stories. That's the meaning for me, is creating comedy. And for all of the people working on the film, many of whom work in the field of comedy, it's something that's we take very seriously. It's very important to us, and we do a million takes on a scene. We edit through a million versions of the picture. It's a very precise art to be this silly and goofy. Mm-hmm. So,
and have it transcend up on the screen to appear just off the cuff and lighthearted.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have too much time. Just briefly talk about the Kickstarter.
Yeah, I'll talk about my Kickstarter campaign. You know, a lot of people come to Sundance and they feel very far away from the action. We do have a Kickstarter is a fundraising campaign on the internet. You go to the Kickstarter website, kickstarter.com. And it's a way of a lot of our prizes often involve the actors and phone calls from the actors. Mm-hmm. And you can actually even potentially get a producing title on a Sundance picture through a Kickstarter donation, one of our prize levels. But it's really a wonderful way for people who feel like that they're just barely part of the crowds at Sundance to have a personal involvement with the movie, because you do hear from us when you make a donation, no matter what level. And we are trying to get this movie out, distribution ready, out to the wider public. And it's an important piece of our journey that you would be coming along with us for. And the only last thing I wanted to say was, and you can do it at bit.ly. Be a Foxy Merkin is another way to find on the web, but the Foxy Merkins search on Kickstarter. And just that, even though it says we are waitlisted for our movies, I've been hearing stories that so many people go to parties that they don't leave, that there are a lot of that. The big piece of information I can give you to your show today is you see the movie sold out, the E-list is sold out, and people are still getting into very screenings.
I've heard that too.
So people should know that, because there are seats generally available for things that say they're sold out, is what I've been hearing. And we have our first screening Monday. So,
And let me run down the schedule briefly. You're launching to Monday at the Prospector Square Theater. Tuesday, you're at the Temple Har Shalom. Interesting topic for the Jewish Synagogue Theater.
Sure.
And finally, Friday at the Redstone Cinema. And I'll leave it up to you, Madeline. But feel free to go on. And
yes.
For a $50 donation, we'll tell you
$50, that's fabulous.
We'll tell you
Rick will tell you personally.
Who's
that actress? I'm telling you, I'm going home and adding that prize right now.
Yeah, we'll tell you the actress who went Merkin free.
That's a great prize.
Yay!
Thanks, Madeline.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back.
Thank you both so much. This is wonderful.
This is Earl with Nexus IT. Nexus IT is proud to sponsor KPCW. Nexus IT provides computer and network services and products for businesses and residential clients in Summit and Wasatch County. Our phone number is 487-9099 and on the web at nexusitc.net.